Late yesterday, former Enron chairman Kenneth Lay canceled his appearances before two congressional committees that were scheduled for this week. Mr. Lay was heavily criticized in a new internal report released by Enron. It says he didn't control the outside partnerships that led to the energy company's downfall. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Lay's attorney says he directed the former executive not to take part in today's hearings because of what he anticipated would be a prosecutorial tone. Lawmakers did suggest criminal charges against some Enron employees on Sunday after an internal report released by the company on Saturday cited failures at many levels and by many people. Senator Byron Dorgan, who was to have chaired today's Commerce Committee hearing, says up until the report came out, Lay was preparing to testify. The report and the reaction to it apparently changed Lay's calculation.
We're very surprised and disappointed and believe that the American people, the Congress, and especially the Enron employees, many of whom have lost their life savings, really deserve to have answers, and he's going to have to provide those answers at some point.
Lay is not the only one criticized in the Enron report. Former Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fasto is singled out for managing some of the outside partnerships that were used to inflate Enron's profits, and it was Fasto who personally pocketed at least $30 million. Internal investigators also blame former CEO Jeff Skilling, saying he knew or should have known what was happening. Lay may have been less directly involved, but as captain of the ship, the report says, Lay bears significant responsibility both for setting up the partnerships and failing to control them. Charles Elson, who directs the Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware, says whether Lay acted knowingly or not, the effect on shareholders was the same.
To admit that he knew about it and was aware of it, obviously, is problematic. Or to admit that, gee, I didn't know what was going on in the organization, I was focused on something else, is problematic, too. Either way, it's not a great story.
The internal investigation also faults Enron's board of directors and its auditors at Arthur Andersen. And it cites a culture at Enron that appears to have encouraged pushing the limits. Bala Duran is an accounting professor at Rice University in Houston. He says that culture helped shape Enron's precarious business model, which was built on the idea that almost anything, energy, fiber optic space, even weather, could be managed and traded for a profit.
The culture essentially said, go out and do deals. And that culture was what one could call a cowboy culture, more of a Wild West. Go out and do something. And so that culture was really reflected throughout the company.
And when legitimate profits didn't measure up, it seems, the cowboys circled the wagons. Enron now acknowledges in its report that many of its transactions with outside partnerships were designed not for bona fide economic objectives, but to artificially improve its financial results. Like many Enron employees, Joseph Phelan lost his job and his retirement savings when the company collapsed. He says the problems at Enron were bigger than any single executive.
It ultimately comes down to truth. It ultimately comes down to accountability and how those controls were set in place and how different divisions were encouraged to always put the biggest numbers up, even if it meant bending the rules a little and people looking the other way.
Senator Dorgan describes that as a culture of corrupt practices. He says Lay's refusal to testify today is a setback for the investigation, but he says the Commerce Committee will find other ways to get answers from the former Enron chairman. Scott Horsley, NPR News.